The feel good start to your day.
Coggo and Jules for breakfast.
Hey, Jules, obviously, I think you put it out there, and I know what you're trying to do, but could you tell me, please, when you were putting this on our Triple M Facebook page, you said golden oldie. Now, what I need to know is from you is what is a golden oldie?
Yes. Look, Coggo, you were so inspired yesterday that you wanted to talk about those that are still playing sport and at an older age.
It was Lauren Jackson, who at 42 has just won a championship basketball. She's a superstar anyway.
The WNBL, yeah. Her sixth title, 25 years after her last title. Talk about a comeback. My God.
And she's thinking about Paris, the Olympics for Australia. I just love it. So you put it out there. So what is old, by the way? Chelsea, what's old?
Well, if you're an elite AFL player, some would say over the age of 25 that you've become a golden oldie. But it depends on the sport. Look at me sitting on the fence.
Tennis is even younger. Elite tennis. If you get to about 28, 29, you're gone.
Oh, absolutely. Look, I remember a mate of mine, her dad was playing footy at 42, and that was quite impressive, and then had the son play as well, the daughter play. Mum was thinking about it to complete the foursome there. It's pretty cool to see people at certain ages still going with sports.
Yeah, that's right. And the other one, too, that lets you go pretty quick is swimming. Swimming, you get to about 24, you're a veteran.
You know, time to retire. Yep.
Yeah, which is kind of weird, but I suppose it's all about pace, isn't it? About how fast you can go. Hey, we're asking you anyway. 133 53. Are you still playing at a certain age? And you should be proud too if you are. Yes. I would say golden oldies would have to be 55 plus, and that's me, by the way.
Look, all power to you. If you are still playing a sport, or you know someone, maybe you've played against them, maybe you've seen someone who's absolutely a legend doing it. I know my dad goes to the gym with a 90-year-old, which is just fantastic. Right. Okay. He's not lifting the same weights as probably a 40-year-old, but it's fantastic to see. We'd love to hear the stories.
Let's go to the phone. We've got a few on our Facebook page first. You got a few there, Jules, that you want to roll out before we go to Vic?
Yes, some absolute superstars that are playing certain sports. we've got a volleyball player, we've got mid-50s players playing cricket, according to Jed. 104-year-old playing cricket from Dave Becker. I don't think that one's correct.
It's Greg Bailey, and it isn't 104, but if you look at his scone, anyway.
What about 50-year-old umpiring and playing hockey, Kerry Boyd? Look, that's impressive, that's doing both skills at the same time.
Vic, are you a golden oldie playing a sport still?
No, I'm not, I know somebody who didn't have the privilege of watching him last year down at the Australian Superbike.
Oh, really? What, motorbikes?
Yep.
At what age?
70.
What? Woo! On a superbike?
Yeah. He's in a superbike master's class now. Yeah. he's actually a former Australian champion, and his name's Malcolm Campbell from Tasmania.
Oh my goodness. Well,
that's pretty cool. I mean,
it's a dangerous sport.
I was going to say it's 70. I know past Mind You, and I'm close to town, Vic, and they do race those little carts, you know, the carts they drive on the footpath. There's a bit of a race going on. Oh, that's great. Good stuff. What about you, Vic? Get on the motorbike.
Has been. Not now.
Ah, right.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough. In retirement era now.
Yeah, thanks. It. Yeah, exactly. Thanks, Vic.
Live and local. Coggo and Jules for breakfast.
Jules, I need to know what BBL is. It's not the Big Bash League.
No, not a cricketing term. No. Look, everyone's been talking about where's Princess Kate? We're sick of hearing it. Where's the doppelganger? Is it actually her? Is she alive?
It's up there with Matt.
One of the theories that was floating around, and I mentioned this to you off air, Coggo, was that she was doing a BBL, a Brazilian butt lift, and that recovery time from that surgery is about 2 months. So checks out with her disappearance.
Well, in fairness to me, you didn't say the butt thing. You said she's having a Brazilian. Now, to me, as being a bloke, and all right, sorry, ladies, but I'm going to say it, it's not that part, is it? It's the other part that you do the Brazilian. Not that I'd know. But I read it up. Someone told me. But so it's not that, is it? It's so what do you mean a butt lift? What do they do? Just peg up your cheeks or something, do they? What do they do?
Why would anyone want a Brazilian butt lift? Why would anyone want that?
That's a very great call.
It's not Julia. The Brazilian, the front end you'd get rid of the hair. No, it's that you want your behind to perhaps be perkier or rounder.
Okay. So you don't want the hair off your bum. It's not the not that way.
No. It's the other end.
Right. So it makes it like to a peach type situation. Yeah.
Yeah, and that confused you. Why? Why? I don't know. It's all the rage. You know, people go to the gym to try and get a nicer behind. Some people naturally have that better. Mm. Others work very hard for it, or some may cheat and try to get surgery for it, I suppose.
So is this like Botox for your bum to make everything? Righto. Now I'm starting to work it out. It's all the bees, isn't it? Botox, Brazilian, bum.
It's just insane, isn't it? Why would the princess be so focused on this?
How do you know this, by the way? You're just making this up. You're making all these words. You can tell me anything and I would just believe it.
A male gym bro told me about this. Why does he know more than me? I don't know.
Do they do the old B? They do the old B lift, the booby lift, because I'd like one if I could.
Triple M. Coggo and Jules for breakfast.
Gender reveal. Jules, I tell you what, older people might be, don't seem to really enjoy it too much. They'll put up with it because that's what people your age want to do these days. But they, I don't
people
reckon.
People my age.
Look at the old bloody cat's bum look on their face, you know, like, don't like it too much, you know.
Look, it definitely seems like it's something in the last 5 years, maybe, that people love to do and they love to go viral on social media about this, where they get the cake done and they tell the bakery, here's the slip of the paper and we don't want to know, and then we'll cut the cake and we'll find out, is it blue or is it pink? This is what we're having.
Yeah, and again, it can be wrong, you know. There's quite a few people that will tell you that they can get it wrong.
Yes, but it also can be a lot more, dramatic than just a cutting of a cake. So, Coggo, you mentioned that you saw one pretty intense.
I saw that there was a couple that had a little train. Now, they got into a lot of work with this. They'd set up the track the whole lot. And the little train went round, you know, the toot, 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 toot. And when it blew its whistle, which I, matter of fact, have one here, you wouldn't believe it. When it blew this, it was like this year.
Oh, the
V-line,
here we go.
Yeah. It blew out bloody blue smoke.
No way.
So that's how they knew. Yeah,
here.
Exactly.
Wow.
So, look, cool. That was cute.
Yeah.
But you think there's a lot of work that's gone. You've set up the track. You found how the hell you got blue smoke to come out the top of it. I don't know. But
sounds expensive.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Yeah. are you a fan, by the way? 133353. I certainly know older people are kind of like, just do it the bloody original way, the way it was meant to be.
Look, give us a call and tell us your thoughts. Have you done it before? And maybe you stand by that decision. Maybe you regret it and you thought maybe it wasn't worth all the fuss.
Do you like it?
I personally think I would like the surprise in the hospital if I was lucky enough to have a kid.
Oh, you would.
But, look, I think do what makes you happy. If that is what you want to do and you want to gather your friends and your family and have that amazing moment, I am on board for it. If that's what would bring you a lot of joy, I'm all for it. I personally wouldn't do it, but I think I'd be on team yes, if that makes you happy.
That's it on the fence. Anyway, no, I like the original. I think the original's good, but having said that, you do get a bit of pleasure out of knowing that the baby's on the way and you know what it is. And I suppose people, you know, they can buy for the baby too, et cetera. So there's some
advantages. You're not a fan of a gender reveal?
It's okay. That's all. Sit on the fence too. 133353, what are your thoughts? Tan, what do you reckon? Gender reveal?
I reckon it's stupid, and it's just another excuse to have a party.
Sure, yeah.
And I reckon it should be a huge surprise.
Yeah, well, it can be, I suppose. That's one way of looking at it. But mind you, for a lot of people, it's a celebration of the child as well, isn't it? That, you know, child's coming, et cetera, et cetera. And they don't do it. Sorry,
that's what the baby shower's for.
Yeah, blokes don't go to it, though.
Blokes don't get it.
Oh, I don't know too many blokes that go to baby showers.
Oh, let's change the trend then, shall we?
Yeah.
It's not a bad idea.
Change the trend. The
bloke shower. Righto, let's go.
Left in the world, is there, Coggo?
No, exactly. We need to celebrate somewhere. Thanks, Tan. Rocky, what do you reckon, mate? You're a mature man.
I reckon they go over the top these days.
You reckon?
Yeah, way too attention-seeking.
Well, I suppose if it starts a bit of a trend, though, mate, that's where everyone jumps on, don't they? They go, righto, well, that's what I'm going to do as well.
Yeah, but keep it simple. No need to have all these stupid parties and cakes and pink or blue just be happy. If the baby pops out, he's healthy, boy or girl, be grateful for that.
Yeah,
the fireworks and all that sort of stuff. Wouldn't you want to save the money for when the baby actually comes so you can afford nappies?
Yeah. Yes, nappies are not cheap.
No, they're not.
Who provides fireworks? That's what you have when you have the baby. Anyway.
Yeah, and in saying that, we did my daughter's baby shower, They had all the hubbies and partners. They're changing nappies and doing swaddles.
Oh, things have changed.
Oh, they're all learning, are they, Rocky? That's great.
Seriously, things have changed, haven't they? So you could go along and do it.
After watching them doing that, I think they should not be handling babies.
Coggo and Jules for breakfast. Get more after this.
Coggo, on the weekend, we're at Meatstock Saturday morning at the Bendigo Showgrounds, Prince of Wales. Look, I had a fantastic time checking out all the musicians there. It was awesome up on the stage there. And my boyfriend along with me, who's a huge, just a music fan in general. He's a fan of life.
That's what he is, Peter.
He's a musician himself, so he fangirled a little bit.
He's a bunny. He's an energizer bunny. He just bounces everywhere.
We were lucky enough to sneak backstage and see. Well, of course, Triple M sponsoring the event. Look,
why wasn't I told?
Oh, mate, you had a cricket final to play. Busy boy. And one of the bands that he was absolutely stoked to meet, you know, there was Chase Beckham, James Johnson, Amy Shepherd we had on the show last week, but the Wolf Brothers.
Wolf.
Not the Wolf Brothers. Wolf Brothers. And it was just so funny seeing my boyfriend. What I basically told him was to play it cool. These are, you know, people that are touring around, you know, even internationally. Pretend like you're supposed to be there, which we were, but pretend like you're supposed to be there. So what does he do? He goes off and gets himself 2 helpings of free food. He's pinching some of the lollies that's supposed to perk up all the guests. He's brought in his own soft drink cans and he's swapping them over for other ones and upgrading them.
Jesus.
And we're standing.
Was there any tents left by the time he disappeared?
We're standing on the side of the stage and I guess the roadies, you know, the ones all dressed in black that move the instruments from one set.
The real workers. Yep.
Yeah. They're all dressed in black because then, you know, you're not supposed to stand out while the performers are on stage. So we're there in the opposite of black, in bright colours. And you should be sort of nodding away. Yeah, I'm with the band. Yeah, I'm the roadies. And this is all cool. And he's like fist pumping, drawing attention to us.
Come on,
look,
Pete.
I was the same in the same boat. And then when the Wolf Brothers get off stage, Peter's like, I really want to get a photo. And I was like, yeah, me too. We'll get a photo. It'll be great. What does he do? He pounces. I'm like, you got to play it cool. Just wait till they get off stage. Basically trampling over them. I'm like, no, just let them get off stage.
Come on, get off stage.
So we sit down and then he goes, can we have a photo, please?
At least he knows what he wants. That's the thing.
So I'm like, oh, this is great. You know, he's obviously super stoked and maybe, you know, I'm adding a bit of mayo to it. Maybe it was a little bit,
no, you're
a
not.
Bit cooler
I know
than
well.
I thought. I happened to sneak off, Coggo, to watch the Saints Geelong game. Because that was quite stressful. I thought it was quite a close match. I don't think I can be backstage at Meatstock as well as watch the game. I'll be in 2 headspaces. So I'm thinking, God, how's Peter going to be on his own when I come back and get him later? And he's calling me. He's like, I'm just having drinks with my best buds back here. I'm all good, Julesy. We're fine. I'll see you later.
What you'll find with the country music guys and girls is they are just, you know, they're just late. That how they are is how they are.
They're down to earth. It's fantastic.
Wolf Brothers from Tassie. They were first around the reason they got started or they got a start was Lee Kernaghan because they were his backing band. For a long time, Lee Kernaghan's backing band, and then went out and did their own thing, which was great. So gave them exposure too. We know we did it here at the stadium. They were at the stadium years ago with Lee. We had a concert. So, yeah, they're good lads.
They're fantastic, and it was fantastic to see them again in Bendigo. And I think Peter has got some brownie points with them.
I think so. Either that or if he sees or they see him, they may run. Fair enough.
Coggo and Jules for breakfast. Triple M.
I have got a guilty conscience in a way, Jules, I have.
What have you done wrong?
Well, it's from having a nightclub for so long, every time you see a cop car, you go, what have I done?
Uh-oh.
What have I done? What have I done? What have I done? So I'm sitting there at my joint. I've walked out and anyway, I jump in the Yarry as I do. I'm living near the train line as I most people bloody know because I drive past it. But I go to reverse out and I look across and there's that black cop car that gets around the like the four-wheel drive. I think it's a Merc or BMW or something, whatever.
Oh, fancy.
And I thought, okay, what's going on? There's a spot near the creek there that you would not normally – well, cars don't park there. Cops can park wherever they want. And I thought, what have I done? It's the first thing you think of. I'm not Robinson Crusoe here.
Absolutely. Whenever you're driving, you see a cop car, even if you're doing 10 Ks under the speed limit, you're going, must be me. Oh, I better thought, be on better behaviour.
Yeah, I thought, is the car tyres okay? Yeah, they've all been roadworthy. Yeah. Mm, you do, you're thinking, oh, you know, did I park on the footpath, which is normally the case? Or could it be a fact that, you know, I saw some frames which were by MND, believe it or not. So there's a good thing. I think that's a good thing, and we make
so
a little bit of money.
So they were parked outside.
Anyway, yeah, so they were looking at me. I'm thinking, oh, righto. And I thought, you know, it was a lady that was driving, and most ladies look at me anyway.
Sitting in the car looking at you.
And then I went, oh, okay. So I reversed out. I went slowly down. Look in the rear vision mirror, and they're doing a sting across the road with some dude in a ute.
What do you mean a sting?
Well, sting, just that. They're doing a drug
thing.
They've ripped everything out of the car. And they probably thought that this guy was going to do a runner, so they were ready for him.
Yeah. Right. So they were ready to pounce.
Yeah, exactly.
Thought they were going to pounce on you.
Yeah, yeah. So I just drove up the corner, went round. I drove up the corner. I drove up the road, went round the corner, got out of the car, put all the stolen stuff in the back.
Your local breakfast show, Coggo and Jules for breakfast, Triple M.